Back here on today's Lily Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College women's basketball player and former Indianola standout Emily Naughton. Emily, thanks for joining us. And before we talk about this week's contest, let's talk about just the season as a whole. I know there's been some ups and downs. What's kind of your feeling on how the women's basketball season has gone for the Dutch?
Yeah, this season's been super interesting. Definitely had some like really good games at the beginning of the season, and we also had that stretch there where stuff wasn't going our way, but something that stayed consistent is we all stuck together and trusted the process and came in every day with like the same mindset of just like wanting to have fun and play together and play for our seniors, but also like dialing in and focusing on those things that we needed to work on.
And you mentioned that stretch too. It was kind of the start of American Rivers Conference play, right? Where you got a couple wins early there, then had a long stretch where things kind of got away from you guys. You talked about trusting that process. What was just kind of the message in the locker room, not necessarily among the coaches, but just among the girls, and trying to hold each other accountable and try to find your way out of that funk there in kind of the middle of the season?
Yeah, I mean, those 6 games were super hard on us, I'd say, like mentally and physically, but we took what our coaches had to say, and we really went to practices the next day, and like that's what we focused on, whether that's from our upperclassmen to our underclassmen or our underclassmen to our upperclassmen. We all just held ourselves accountable, and we said, hey, like something's got to change, and we can't take each practice for granted. And so we just, every practice, we focused on maybe 1 or 2 things that we really needed to focus on, especially on offense, since that was really where we were struggling at, and trying to get it on multiple levels on the court.
And those struggles have led to some even sweeter victories now here later in the season, and one of those being the win Wednesday night against Simpson. It's second time in the last 3 meetings after a 20-plus year stretch where the Dutch just couldn't get over that hurdle with Simpson as well. Just knowing what you guys had to kind of go get over in the middle of the season there, how much sweeter did it make a win like that, even though it was already going to be a sweet win anyways, knowing the history of that rivalry?
Yeah, the Simpson Central rivalry is always like something that we look forward to, but it's always something that makes us a little nervous. But we always tell each other, like, if we're nervous, then we care. And I think after, you know, our beginning of the ARC season, we were like, hey, we got nothing to lose the rest of these games. Like, it's 0-0 the rest of the season. And we trusted the past 3 or 4 games that we've been playing really good together offensively, and that we can't go away from that just because Simpson's gonna put on that really good press or like really get up on us. And we gotta trust ourselves, but we also gotta trust our teammates and stay together.
And again, we're talking to Emily Naughton of the Central College women's basketball team here on today's Lately Radio Sports page. And in that game against Simpson, early kind of in the stretch there was some highs, there were some lows, right? It was kind of a back-and-forth game there. And knowing kind of how some of those struggles went that we talked about there, you guys didn't really allow those to creep in here against Simpson. What do you feel like was kind of the difference in the mentality on the court and just some of the things that transpired that allowed you guys to stick around even when Simpson went on some runs?
Yeah, I'd say, like, in that first half, I got into some foul trouble, and I think something super special about our team is just how closely knit we are. And, you know, I get into foul trouble, and Jazz comes in, and she's ready, and she puts up big minutes for us. And I just say, like, when we're in those lows and something does go wrong, we immediately go and pick up that teammate, and we get together, and we get in our touches, and we're like, hey, like, we're not out of this. Even in that last, I think it was 4 minutes, Simpson got up maybe 4 or 5, and we all looked at each other and we're like, hey, like, there's still a ton of time left. We just got to stick together. And so there was never a time where we felt individually by ourselves. It was always like the 5 of us together as one. And I think that that's really helped us in this end of the season.
And we talked about it as a very close game all the way throughout, and it led to one of the more memorable moments of your college career. When you look at just that play, walk us through what you saw as the ball came to your hands, and just knowing that with little time, I got to go make a play rather quickly while also, you know, not doing too much.
Yeah, when Abby Bentz threw that pass into me, like, we had that play drawn up by Coach Jay, and we ran it perfectly, I'd say. We had Jaden going and trying to set that ghost screen for me, and they guarded it like they should have, as Jaden being, like, a sharpshooter. And Jaden got Maddox to, you know, hesitate that 0.5 seconds because she's been on me all night, kind of to give me that 0.5 seconds to get ahead of steam. And in that moment, I didn't realize that we were clearing out the left side. I think I was in the timeout, I was like spacing out a little bit. But once I saw the left side, I kind of knew that Coach Jay knew I like to get to my left hand and finish on the left side. And so, yeah, that one moment kind of is the highlight of that one game. But looking back on it, there were a ton of huge moments from the entire game, whether that was Maddie Backer on those two threes late in the fourth, or Caitlin Mum on, like, and Cece on huge rebounds. There's just so many little moments that made it to that one moment to kind of seal the deal, which I think was super special.
That is very special. And as someone who maybe didn't necessarily always end up at Central Simpson games, but grew up in Indianola, right there where Simpson's located as well, now 2 years in a row, being able to have big plays down the stretch that help the Dutch end that streak and be able to now win two out of the last three against Simpson. How much more special does that make it for you, knowing what this rivalry means to both communities?
Yeah, it's super special for me to be able to, like, play with my teammates and have fun, and especially in those rivalry games, win those really close games with my teammates, but also just it means even more to our program, and it kind of shows us all together, like, even though we have had a pretty tough season and we think that we've had a lot of, like, negative moments, but it's those one moments that make everything worth it, and we all look back and we really remember those special moments together.
Very fun. And now you guys are making the postseason push. It's a difficult road to make that postseason push, right, to get to the American Rivers Conference Tournament, Wartburg, Coe, and Luther. When you look at that stretch and just what it's going to take to get there, what's kind of your thought process on these final three games and trying to solidify a spot in the American Rivers Conference Tournament?
I'd say just going in with the same mindset that we have the past three or four games is we got nothing to lose. We got to go out there and we got to play for our seniors and we got to play for our coaches and just know that it's an 0-0 game every single time we step on the court. And we got to realize, like, the seventh seed to the first seed, like, they're all super good teams. Every single team in the ARC is super tough to play against. So you never know, like, it just depends on who shows up that game for the next three going on.
Emily, congrats on the win against Simpson. Looking forward to seeing the final stretch here for the Dutch and seeing if you guys can solidify that spot as the sixth seed in the American Rivers Conference Tournament, and appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Emily Naughton of the Central College women's basketball team and a former Indianola standout here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.